Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Ted Fishman. We always get smarter when Ted joins us, and we have today. Ted, thanks again for being here. TedCFishman.com, is that right?
Yeah, TedCFishman.com.
That's the name of the book, China Ink, also Shock of Gray. And your writings are all there, so I encourage people to check it out. Anything else we need to know about you, Ted?
Well, if anybody wants to add to what I know, my email is tcfishman@gmail.com.
All right, so check that out. Hey, Ted, I want to talk about something that you're an expert on and becoming more of an expert on, especially something you've become very much interested in. And I have to say, in 21 and a half years, we've never talked about this topic. We've talked about steel. We've talked about oil. We've talked about natural gas. We've talked about carbon and all kinds of other commodities, soybeans. But we've never talked about concrete. Tell us about what you learned about concrete and why we care.
Well, so I've been fascinated by concrete since I first lived in Southeast Asia 40 years ago. And it always interested me. Why were the concrete interests and the cement interests the best friends of the dictators?
Huh.
And so I got very interested in how concrete relates to power. And then when I, you know, I just always had it in my mind. And it turns out that, you know, just about anything that's done with concrete relates to the political process, because you need a permit to do it, because you need a permit to create it. You know, there's virtually no political activity in the world.
And it has to be inspected. And the specific, when an architect or an engineer makes specifications for certain kinds of buildings, if it has to be inspected to make sure that it's the right kind of concrete, the right mixture, the right consistency, the right elements, and if it's not, the building falls in.
That's right, and then that could be the end of your power. I mean, if you have lousy concrete in your jurisdiction because your inspectors are looking the other way.
But if you can shave enough off of it, it's enough to share, and the building might not fall till after you're dead. You know, it's part of the politics, a very sinister part. So tell us why we should care about concrete.
But it's also key to modern life. So I'm beginning a long research project on this. Hopefully it'll end up in a fascinating book. So the concrete as we know it is a surprisingly new product. It's really been only a mass industrial product for around 100 years. And look outside your window. It's everywhere. We think of it as this slow-moving, inert thing, but it's just it's the second most used material on the planet after water.
Right.
And it's essential to modern life. It keeps us healthy. It saves more lives than vaccines because it's our defense against bacteria. It's the world's most valuable military asset. It's created the first man-made geologic age. You know, this man-made stone now carpets the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also one of the miracle materials. It's responsible together with its use in steel. It's responsible.
It's also a geopolitical football too, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it certainly is. It certainly is. You know, so China has used as much concrete in the last 3 years as the U.S. used in the last 100 years.
Say that again, slower. Folks, listen to this.
China has used as much concrete in the last 3 years as the U.S. has used in the previous 100 years.
That's astonishing.
So when you look at China reaching out with its Maritime Silk Road Initiative, the Belt and Road, it's because it has this infrastructure to carpet the world with concrete, and mm-hmm. China's done. So now
what it's done to extend its influence in third world countries? Like, has it put concrete on the ground like it's put mobile in the air, Wi-Fi in the air?
Oh, yeah. It sure has. It sure has.
Wow.
You know, it's building infrastructure all over the world with Chinese work crews that go into Africa, go into Southeast Asia.
I know that there's been some issues with supply in America of concrete because of China's demand. Last thoughts, Ted, on this topic. What do you see happening in 30 seconds? What should we expect from concrete in influencing the marketplace and politics?
Well, concrete is the number two emitter of greenhouse gas. It has to be replaced when it's in infrastructure, so there'll be technological revolutions in China that change its climate profile from an emitter to an absorber.
Wow.
And we'll see that over the next 30, 40
years. Very interesting. So, folks, this is an example of works, of important works, that you saw launched right here on this show, and it becomes an important book, which we expect this to happen. Hey, Ted, good job today. Come back soon. Ted Fishman, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.